Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave here and not Darren because he's still on vacation in wherever it was. Down in South America or Central America, and he's having a good time. This should be the last week without Darren, so I'm going to break out things that we haven't seen before or talked about. I want to welcome everybody that's here so far. I see the Doc is here, Charlie's here, Dan is here, Justin is in the house, the good Raymond, Blowfishes, Chuck, and Edwin, and their Skull Mafia. Hopefully, Dave, you're not up in a basket today. Before we start, I want to welcome you to this episode of Two Old Bloggers, where I plan to dive deep into some of the fascinating realms of Vikings football. Today, I hope to have a compelling agenda that will be unraveling the strategies of the enigmatic Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah, who is keeping everybody on their toes with his secretive plans for the 2024 season and the draft coming up. And since we're talking about secrets, there's one thing I learned while I was in the military, and that was about Efes. And people are wondering, what in the heck is Efes? Well, I'll tell you right after the break. Vikings First and Skull presents This Week in Vikings Land with Darren and Dave, your two old bloggers. And you betcha I'm flying solo today. That's right. That's because Darren's down in Central America enjoying the sun, turning into a lobster, and having a good time. Now, I want to welcome everybody that's joined us since. We got Yogi, we got Dean, Skull Nation, Aaron. Aaron and I are enjoying a nice cloudy day here, relatively nice. All of you, welcome. Ant, welcome. And anybody else that I missed, welcome to the show. I started out talking about EFES. Now, in the military, we use acronyms, and of course, that's an acronym. It's EEFI. And it stands for Essential Elements of Friendly Information. It was something that we had to be aware of when talking on the radio or anywhere that we could be overheard, because we didn't want the enemy to assemble all those little bits and pieces and know what we were doing. It is, you know, to our advantage to be secret, right? So That's what we worked on. Well, I take those instruments of how to operate and how to operate covertly, and I apply them to my history with the Minnesota Vikings and how to read between the lines from the reports that we're all hearing and what's going to happen. And it's fun to put it all together. Because this man right over there is going to be the one that directs it all. Mr. Kwesi Adofa-Mensah. And you see QBs up there on the screen because that's what's next. First off, let's talk about our depth in the QB room at the present time. We start off with Jaren Hall. Jaren Hall, who we drafted last year, in the fifth round, is at the bottom of that room. He was drafted as a developmental project. And I'll get into what we expect of each round here a little bit later. So he is there. He's the last guy. And we saw a little bit of playing time, just a little bit. And was he overwhelmed? Yes. So could he be developed into more? Yes. But what's his ceiling? And we're probably going to get into that. We probably figure it's backup clipboard holder. Hey, good. It's a good living if you can get it. Well, next in that room is Nick Mullins. We all know Nick. Nick is a fun guy. One I would love to go out on a night drinking with, because just the way he plays football with reckless abandon, you know, going out drinking with him would absolutely be a blast, because he would probably do the same thing. He would party and have fun to that extent. Yes, would we have a blast? Would it be legendary? Oh, you betcha. But then there's the few times that he'd run us into a ditch. Or last year, on how he'd throw over 400 yards and almost four interceptions. You know, it drove you crazy. All that production and then lost on a bad throw. Well, that brings us to the next guy in the room, the one we picked up this season from San Francisco, Mr. Sam Darnold. Now, Sam, as you all know, a few years back was drafted third overall by the New York Jets, who promptly used and abused him and probably ruined him. But he's been in recovery. That's what San Francisco was for, right? Because he went from the Jets to the Panthers to the 49ers. And we know he has talents. We saw it when he was coming into the draft. He has arm talent. He can throw the ball anywhere. He was a top 10 NFL quarterback selection. But there was the Jets and Mr. I want to catch a fly during a press conference. And then there was the Panthers. They were dysfunctional. And he came back last year with the Niners as a backup, but he did get to play a little bit. And he did all right. And that leads us to, hey, who was the 49ers QB coach last year? He happens to be on our team now. Interesting. Could Sam Darnold be the answer? Well, Sam Darnold has all the tools. Sam Darnold's faults is every once in a while he sees ghosts. And that not only happens when he was real sick and had a fever, but he sees it on the field. He'll see something and read things wrong. And when you read things wrong, you tend to throw interceptions, because you're not seeing the safety that's sitting there or the corner that has the line to undercut your throw. So that was his problem. Could Kevin O'Connell coach him out of that? Possibly. Absolutely possibly. Then it'd be a steal. We didn't pay much. It's 1 year up to $10 million, right? And I found out today that a lot of that is punched out to later years, so we're not paying him hardly squat. But could he be the answer? We only want it if we must. And I probably can speak for most Vikings fans. That's the case. But could he be the next in line to be the backup? Absolutely. Right? Does he have more talent than Nick Mullins? Yes. Does he have that gene that makes him want to throw bombs everywhere? Probably not as much as Nick Mullins, but he does have the talent. And I like this signing. I like it a lot. Because whatever happens next, we've got a quarterback that's going to win us some games. We have a team that's built that can win some games. Probably around half of them. Hey, sounds like the old quarterback we used to have. But we've now got one, so that's good. That is your QB room, unless they go for the draftee. Now, we all think that draftee is coming. Everything's pointing to that, as I talked about the EVs, essential elements of friendly information. What we're seeing across the press, and have been for about a month now, is that we are positioning ourselves to move up into the draft and grab the player we want. Anthony asks, what if KOC could exercise Darnold's demons? Imagine if KOC pulled Darnold's full potential. Yeah, it's something. It would be something. It'd be awesome, right? If we could get quality starting quarterbacks, not just the one that starts. That would be fantastic, right? To have multiple ones. We haven't had that in a long time. So, not since 2017. Maybe it works. We don't know. But we're going to find out. And what we've learned over the last month or so is pointing to the fact that we're moving up. And Aaron says, Dobbs must have been too much to fix. Well, that's possible. They got to see him. That's possible. Quite possible. So we're going to continue. What are these plans to get that draftee? We all know that Caleb Williams right now is the assumed number one draft pick of the Chicago Bears. He has talent. Some people say generational talent. I don't know that for sure, but they say that. But I do know that life as a Chicago Bears quarterback tends to be a little bit difficult. It's something to do with the franchise. They tend not to have very good quarterbacks. Yes, they won a Super Bowl with McMahon at the helm, but it was their defense that was so good that did that. Now, can Caleb Williams be great in Chicago? Anything can happen. We as Vikings fans hope not. That's for sure. We want him to crash and burn. And there are some red flags with him that he may just do that. It's not on the physical side, and it's not on the play side per se, but there is stuff there. The second consensus pick most likely is Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, whereas Caleb Williams won it the year before, is dynamic. He can throw the ball just about everywhere, though he doesn't throw that much over the middle. He can literally throw it everywhere, and he can run like crazy. He is what I think KOC wanted Dobbs to be. He has that ability. Now, his flaw is that he tends to want to take off and run a little bit too quickly. And people are wondering, would that work in a KOC-style offense? He would have to teach him to be a little bit, I guess, more chill in the pocket, if you want to put it that way. A little bit more decisive. A little bit more in rhythm. Learning to how to watch each and every read as it goes by. Learning how to sidestep pressure, if need be. But could he do it? Oh, absolutely. Jaden Daniels could. And KOC could mold his offense to him. And we already know Jaden and Justin Jefferson know each other. They've already met. They like it. We know Jaden looks great in purple and gold, right? But he's the second one, and most people think he's going second in the draft. That Washington has, oh, what is it? Two messins. There's a word you can look up. They're all excited about him, and they might want him. So, who knows? Let him go. We'll see. Now, there is, Aaron will get to that overpay bit here in a bit. There is another person that's up there and considered in the top four, Drake May. Drake May from North Carolina, who our new quarterback coach also coached when he was down there in high school. Drake May, that the Vikings have supposedly been watching since he was in high school. This guy is supposedly a clone of Herbert. Almost. We'll find out if he's the draft pick. He seems to be the one that, from what we hear, Kevin O'Connell is most excited about, that would fit the best. One of the two of the top four. He's the kid. He's got great size, 6'4". I think it's a little bit above 6'4". Can throw the ball forever. He can run. Ran over for 1,000 yards. All that sort of stuff. And he did a lot at North Carolina and didn't really have any pro-level receivers to throw to. Well, if we move up and draft him, Drake May, he will come into the greatest situation, any of these four quarterbacks would, that they could ever agree with. Because we have weapons galore. Justin Jefferson, Addison, TJ Hawkinson. We have Aaron Jones in the backfield now. It's a sweet, sweet situation. We've got a decent offensive line. However, I'd like to get that to get better. We have a decent one. And so any quarterback coming to Minnesota is starting off with the best situation possible. Starting off with that beautiful baby room where there's no expense spared to welcome the newest member of the family, to get them off on the best start. Now that is something that other teams don't have. And it may be a hindrance to us moving up, or it may be a benefit. We don't know. We all saw the interviews. Narsvi has talked about the interviews of these fine gentlemen at the Combine. how each one of them wants to throw to Justin Jefferson. All the quarterbacks want to throw to Justin Jefferson. If I was a quarterback, I would too. Heck, as an old man who could barely, who's got arthritis in his shoulder, I'd get out there and throw to Justin Jefferson. Let's just play a game of catch and then go have fun and drink some beer or whiskey afterwards. I'm all for that. But that's your number three. Is there stuff we've seen in the press, that essential friendly information that we're trying to gather? Yes, there is. There's tons of it for Drake May. Drake may be one of those targets. Well, after Drake May, the number four guy on the list, J.J. McCarthy of the national champion Michigan Wolverines. Now, J.J. seems like quite the individual. He's a little bit different. I haven't known a quarterback that's gone out there and meditated against the goalpost before a big game. But hey, if you come out and you ball out after that, I'm all for it. By all means, calm your mind. And that may be one of the benefits to him, that he can calm his mind, that he doesn't get riled up, that he keeps it on an even keel. Now, people say, yeah, but he was surrounded by that, you know, national championship football team and didn't have to pass that much. True. He did not have to pass that much because they get big leads and they turn around and hand off the football. Nothing wrong with that. As Skull Nation says, he knows how to win. That, to me, is a big, big deal. You want a quarterback that does. So, is J.J. McCarthy the guy? Does he have the it factor? I've been preaching about the it factor for over a decade. What is the it factor? The it factor is that non-tangible, you can't put a metric on it or a number or whatever else. It is that feeling. It is that leadership quality. It is that if I'm a teammate, I'm going to run through brick walls, to use the term. I'm going to do everything possible to follow this young man to victory and believe in it. And that's quite possible. He could do that. He's demonstrated it so far at every level he's played. Drake May hasn't. Caleb Williams hasn't. Right? He's got something. Now, he's a little bit smaller. He's just a little over 6'1", if I remember correctly. And I prefer taller quarterbacks. I like the 6'4 guys. But in a beauty contest, I don't care so much about the beauty as whether they can do the job. And the Vikings haven't had a quarterback that has done the job since Fran Tarkington. And by the job, I mean get to the Super Bowl and hopefully win it. Fran didn't even do that. So, is JJ the guy? Well, if we're talking about all those essential elements of friendly information that we've received over this time, JJ's on that list as well. So, is Kwesi going to trade up? That's the question. We don't know yet. He's positioned himself to. He got the trade with the Texans to get their number 23 in the first round. And we'll get more about the Texans here shortly. But is he? Can he? Is there going to be a trade partner up there? All right. The worst case scenario is nobody in the top four or five wants to trade with the Vikings. So that would be devastating. And if all four of these guys went in that first five, we don't want to get to number six, because number six on the list is the New York Giants. And they supposedly like this guy too. I don't want the Giants blocking us. There's a term on the flight line we used to use, but I won't use here because this is going over the airways. But there's a word we use before blocking. Don't want the Giants to do that. Giants can go themselves. We need to move up. Now, Yogi's done a bazillion drafts, mock drafts. And in most of them, you get somebody like J.J. McCarthy, even Drake May, for that matter, I've seen drop into our lap at number 11. But what I say is, can you bank on that? Because if you can't bank on that, you need to move where you can. That means the Vikings trading up. If they like one of these gentlemen enough to bet their careers on, and that's what they're doing, don't be, you know, misled that they're not. That's exactly what Kwesi and Kevin O'Connell are doing. They're going to bet their careers on whoever this kid is to select to be the next Vikings quarterback. Because if they don't, and they fail with Sam Darnold, they'll get fired. Even if they do and this kid fails, they'll get fired. Everything in the NFL leads to you either win the Super Bowl or you get fired over time. So they've got to be able to find the one that could do this. Norsefius thinks McCarthy here could be the face of the franchise for a decade. He may well be. I hope he is. I hope he's that good. I hope we get him and he's that good. Or anybody that we snag if we move up, whether it be Drake May or J.J. McCarthy, Caleb Williams for some odd reason. Say Chicago takes Drake May. Or Jaden Daniels. I'd love to see him run around. All that would work. And hey, no matter who they get, I'm going to be cheering them on, and we're going to look at the positives of how it goes. The Minnesota Mark, too many teams need a QB in this QB draft and might get the QB that doesn't match. I agree. That's always, always a problem. And you don't want to be Rick Spielman back in 2000, what was it? 7, 12, somewhere in there. When all the best quarterbacks went off the board and then he picked Christian Ponder. Because he was the next one on the list and let's overdraft him. And of course, that traumatized a big chunk of the Vikings fandom. They have PTSD over it. But getting a quarterback is the correct move. You've got to give it a go to find the franchise guy. And after that, it took Norm Turner to convince everybody to trade up and get Teddy. And we know what happened to Teddy. Skull Nation heard Sam Darnold contract went through. We now have $27 million in cap. There is a post. I sent it to myself. I'd have to bring it up. But yes, to that effect. Kwesi has, in virtually all the people we brought in this year, put in void years. And we're sitting there, we don't like void years, Dave. Well, he's doing it a little bit differently than you're used to. Yes, if it doesn't work out and they go off next year, we'll have a smallish dead cap, a reasonable dead cap hit. but we have room for big splash plays left with that much cap space already. This is part of his strategery, is how to do that. Now, what could eat up a big chunk of that cap space at this point in time? Y'all know what it is. It's Justin Jefferson. He could extend Jefferson, move the money up into this season because there's room, and then make the cap hits over to the extension, because the extension wouldn't start until next year, smaller. That may be why he's doing it. And so that we have more and more money to spend, and we could get next year, hit that free agent market, and then fill in the last of the remaining holes. And look at 2025 as being that opening, full-blown, throw-the-sash-up, window opening to the Super Bowl. Can we get to the playoffs this year? Depends. Who knows? Possibly. But boy, would it be fun the following year, and you're going to possibly see how it sets up. Now, those are the top four quarterbacks. Those are the four that I'd be happy with. They each have their own little quirks, if you want to call them that. But if we got any one of those four, let's roll, baby. Let's roll. Do they start immediately? Let's wait to see what happens in training camp on that one. But would they start within the first year sometime? Most likely, unless Sam Darnold gets hot and starts winning all sorts of games. And then whoever we drafted sits and watches and learns, and yeah, you got it. But the only way to ensure, this is the big thing I'm pushing, to ensure that you get one is that you've got to trade up. If you don't and you try to wait, you could lose out and most likely will lose out. Now, what happens if we lose out anyways?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What happens if the top four teams take quarterbacks and are unwilling to trade? Or top five. Throw Arizona in there and they pick Harrison Jr. as a wide receiver, but they're unwilling to trade out of the spot. It's just that we can't find a trade partner. And like I said, the Giants come in and swoop, they grab the fourth one. If that happens, we'll be sitting there at 11 going, there's a secondary group of quarterbacks. We all know. Starts off with Michael Penix Jr. Mr. Sam Bradford knees himself. Now, we know through the combine, it checked out just perfectly. The knees, hey, his health is good. 32 teams and the NFL doctors looked at him, and all is well. Very well could be. But would he be a consolation at 11? Could you wait and get a defender, top-line defender at 11? Because we know the defense could use it, both on the edges. Now, however, we think the edges are pretty good at the moment. They could always get better, but definitely on the interior
of that defensive line. And believe it or not, a number one quarterback, cornerback, would be nice too. But who knows? And then if Penix isn't there, we know Bo Nix. I can't stand looking at these colors. Makes me want to vomit. I wonder why. But Bo Nix is there. You all know Tyler. Tyler's opinion on Bo Nix. Bo Nix would be there. Would you take him at 11? I doubt it. I wouldn't. I'd work on other stuff. Because at this point, if we're in the secondary group, we're rolling with Sam Darnold. Unless something miraculously happens in training camp that proves otherwise. It's just what it is. I almost have more faith in Spencer Rattler than I would in Bo Nix. Because this kid, even though he started out cocky at Oklahoma, I think he's changed and he's developed. But he's still that secondary level quarterback. One that probably won't make the difference. So, and where could you get Rattler? You could probably get Rattler further down in the draft. Do any of these guys fall to round four when we next have a pick if we take two defenders in the first? Possibly. We get into Michael Pratt, Tulane. He's one of those. But do we want a fourth rounder, you know, as our future quarterback? Are we wasting a pick drafting somebody in the fourth round as the future guy? Well, some fourth rounders have turned out to be decent. Kirk Cousins was one of them. Dak Prescott. And there's always the exception. Well, if it isn't Michael Pratt, could it be Jordan Travis? Jordan Travis was kicking butt all up until his injury. Broken leg, if I remember correctly. But again, we're in a secondary. Possibly day two, day three reigns. If we're at this point, we're rolling with Sam Darnold. And we got to hope for the best. Hope KOC can work his magic and pull out all the best out of him. But who knows? These two know. Now, one thing's interesting about Kwesi and Kevin is that both O'Connell and Adolfo Menza are entering the third year of what was reported to be four-year contracts. If the Vikings trade up, like they reportedly did last year, tried to last year, and get that rookie next QB of the future, busted ankle. Thank you, Norseus. Do they get an extension to give time to develop said rookie, whether it be J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams, whichever. Whomever it is, do they get the extension? I believe the answer to that is yes, they do. Because the Wolves will want to see how the rookie develops. How can they do that? Now, if they have to go back to the second and third and fourth round QBs, not so sure. Because I do believe the Wolves said, you know, they hired him to find the next quarterback of the future for this team to win, to move on from the legacy of Rick Spielman and Mike Zimmer, to make this into a Super Bowl competing team. And Giatano says, Dave, yep, it could buy them an extension. You're saying at least 1 year, I'm betting at least two. Now, if I was working under contract and I could guarantee myself at least 2 more years under contract, I'm doing that move. Lest my bosses are total. And from what I gather, the Wilfs aren't that. They're good bosses. We know they spend money. They do everything possible to make the team a success. Maybe a little bit too much sometimes, but they do everything possible. They love the team and love the sports. Yes, I know they're Giants fans. But I guarantee you, even though they may be Giants fans, they're Minnesota Vikings fans because they own the team. That's their baby. In the game of billionaires versus billionaires, they want their team to win, and they're going to try to do everything possible. So, would these two get an extension? I'm betting if we see the Vikings trade up into that top five range to grab one of the top four quarterbacks, I'd like to get, you know, at least top, get to the fourth spot, guarantee it, that this summer we'll hear about their extensions. And well, it'll be fun. It's all going to be new to us. It's not the same old for the last 6 years. It's all going to be new. I can't wait. That's going to be a blast. And hopefully whoever they draft turns out to be the guy, the quarterback with the it factor, the one that takes us to where our dreams do on a nightly basis. I hope so. And then they get many more extensions. That's the way to make it work. But we'll see. Dan's agreeing with disgusting act, getting Dobbs and not trading Hunter was a mistake. It was. At the time, it was. But at the time, they went with what they thought best. I don't know if it's player council advice, Wilf advice, or whatever it was. Yes, if we would have done that. But hey, they won and they thought, hey, we can keep on winning until we couldn't. So, QB controversy next year? Not if they get that draft pick. Mm-mm. Only if Sam Darnold balls out. Mm-mm. So, who knows? He won a Super Bowl. Hey, if you get a ring, you get a ring. But I guarantee every quarterback that plays wants to be the quarterback. And rejoice. Norsefius, could you block that and report it, please? There's a what happened to the box of goodies that went into the draft last year? Hey, we got some starters last year. Well, gotta love that. They're going to continue to develop. We'll find out. Anyways, looks like we're starting to get spammed, and I'm not even close to caught up. Let's do that real quick. Crazy to think J.J. McCarthy would be QB1 in next year's draft. Very well could be if he would have stayed in school, but I understand why he didn't. It is, we'll find out. Chris is saying Caleb Williams is refusing to go to Chicago. We'll find out how that works out, too. If indeed he is. We know he reported that earlier, but he supposedly changed his mind. Now, if he's changed it back again, I don't know. And No Stop wants a shot of Pappy Van Winkle. I don't have any Pappy Van Winkle. I'd like to try Pappy Van Winkle. It's a whiskey, for those that don't know, for flying solo. I'm drinking Silver Star, distilled here in Texas, distilled and aged. It's a bourbon. Maddie says, dreams, you say? Dallas Turner is in his dreams. Dallas Turner at Edge would be fun to watch. Got to admit that. Skull Maple Country, miss you, Darren. Darren will be back. He will be back. Unless he gets kidnapped or something, and I haven't heard about it. He will be back. Well, now, next segment, we'll talk about quantity versus quality. And I've seen this week. Norsefius, it was Rejoice Shimai Mali. And you may not came across Facebook. Never mind. But we're going to talk about quality versus quantity. This week I saw in Vikings sphere, to include Twitter, Facebook, all the social media stuff that we roll around in, that there are some fans that want quantity over quality. That they sit there and go, we should trade down and build up more picks. Which to me makes zero sense since we gave up picks to trade up. Why would you suddenly turn and trade down? Even if we lost and did not get one of the top four quarterbacks, and we're sitting there at 11 and 23, do you trade down? There's a slight argument there. But I want to go quality versus quantity. Now, I know the quantity deal is, hey, if I've got 13 throws the dart at the dartboard, I've got a more chance of finding one. That was the Rick Spielman philosophy. That's why he wanted to own every pick in the seventh round. Who knows, I can find one. But can you? Well, a few years ago, I did a deep dive rolling up to the draft on the history of the draft and where to find players and by position, because you can find different positions for lower in a draft than others. And I'm going to pop up here a trade chart that was used back then, or an evaluation of a trade chart. I know it doesn't look great, but all I care about is you looking at the lines. There was the old Jimmy Johnson chart, which is the red line, which we know is old, not a system. You have the blue, which was based on Pro Football Reference's adjusted value, so career. And you can see it's jaggy. Because you can find, somebody in the seventh round that does great, or the sixth round that wins seven Super Bowls and blows it out. But those are your anomalies. But you can get a general curve as to where you get your value. And it's in the first round. That's where your higher percent chance of success lies. Allergies, Aaron, are kicking my butt. If you trade down, you're cutting your chances of finding somebody that will actually be worth the pick. Now, there are the exceptions. I agree there are the exceptions. But I tend to go by this chart right here. This is from CBS. It is a description of where in the draft, what you expect of the player. If you have the number one pick in the draft, like Chicago does, they're expecting a once-in-a-generational type prospect. And they think Caleb Williams, from all we're hearing, is that. Maybe. We won't know until it plays out, but they're betting on it. If you pick somebody in the first round, you expect him to start and be an impact player. This guy should be good, in other words. Second, third rounders, eventual starters. And they could develop to become quality starters. Nothing super spectacular, but quality starters. Cool. Sweet. Hot whiskey drink cured, Dave. Hey, that's not a bad idea. A hot toddy would be nice. But it's the pollen. We're spring here in Texas, and everything's going. fourth and seventh rounders, draftable players, could eventually start, most likely special teams, stuff like that. And you're lucky if they do. And you got to remember, the average tenure in the NFL is 3.5 years. A lot of these fourth and seventh rounders fall into that realm. And we've seen tons of them that do. Is there the exception? You bet. Stephon Diggs, fifth rounder, turns out to be a great all-pro wide receiver. But for the most part, most of them go, poof. That's because you tend to get the better quality players higher in the draft. That's why I want quality chances versus quantity chances. And I think we are at the spot here where we should. Northview says Penix is going to be broken in half. Very well could. But we'll find out. But you'll see this chart again, because this is very much how I look at a draft. And it very much fits how the draft works. I know we'll draft, you know, seven guys. And think, oh man, this guy's going to be great. He's going to start. And then wonder by, you know, week 17, why the guy is, you know, just on the practice squad. It's because he wasn't that good to start off with. He was a seventh rounder. But we'll find out. It's going to be interesting. Penix at 23 would be an absolute steal 2 months ago after he torches Texas. Possibly. We don't know how these guys are going to play out. All we know is what we've scouted to date and how they played to date. And you have the evaluators that look at that. PFF is one of those that go, guy throws with this much accuracy and he threw for this many yards and he can make these throws to this position on the field. Here's his heat map. He's done this. This is the percentage of that and the percentage of this. Those guys are the evaluators. And then how did they do in college? Because that's what they're grading. Then you have the people that project. The scouts that go, all right, we watched him in college and we think he can do this in the pros. And you have a mixture of that in the media world and talking to the media world and amongst the team that say, hey, this kid could be the guy. All we got to do is fix, say, J.J. McCarthy. Luke Braun talks about his foot is in a closed position on a type of throw, and all he needs to do is open it up. That comes with coaching. That's something, hey, I can fix that. We're going to find out. We've got the projectors and the evaluators, and we're going to see who wins, because it's usually a mix. That's where I love Arif Hassan, and Arif Hassan combines, he does the consensus board, and he takes the guys that project where they're going to be and the guys that evaluate where they've been, and he matches those and looks at the biggest swings in how they fit, and then it's all given numbers, and it slots in how it goes. And that board does usually pretty well. But that is my argument for going for quality over quantity. And we'll see. Too evil to hope. We could take trade JJ to the Bears. No. I know, too evil to hope. I know why you want to do that, but negatory, good buddy. All right, now, next section. How long have we been in this? Oh, almost an hour already. The Texans. It seems like if the Vikings had a normal Facebook page and the Texans had a normal Facebook page, you'd see under the Vikings, we're in a relationship with the Texans. Sure seems that way. We had the trade. We had, we gathered in free agency. Blake Cashman, inside linebacker, looks to be a starter. Big Grail and Dad, 80%, only two would succeed. Possibly. It's a crapshoot. Draft's a crapshoot all the time. We also snagged Jonathan Grenard, our next starting edge, to replace Daniil Hunter. And, of course, Daniil Hunter is replacing Grenard. And then this last week, we got Shaquille Griffin, who looks to be most likely starting this year at corner unless we draft one. Shaquille, yes, he's in the Panthers uniform here, but he was traded halfway through last season from the Texans because they had their starting quarterback came back from injury. And they didn't need him, and they wanted him to play. They were looking up for him. So, who knows? Yes. go get him. Hopes we can secure a third to fourth round pick. It would be nice, but don't bet on it. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think we have what we have. We got our two picks on day one, and then we won't pick till day three. But we'll have fun day two on Vikings First and Skol, as we'll go live during day two of the draft, and we'll have guests, and we'll talk about it, and we'll see how well we did on day one. Hopefully talking about the new era of quarterback. Chris, I know Herbert, they talked about Herbert trades. They're not going to trade Herbert. That's $108 million dead cap. No way. Nobody's going to do that. That'd be asinine. But for some reason, and from what I gather, Kwesi has a friend that's in the Texans front office as well. But there seems to be a new dynamic between the Vikings and the Texans. And we've seen these dynamics before, whether it be Spielman with the Browns or whoever, we'll find out. Dolphins quarterback, Aaron. Yes, I saw that as well. Somebody on ESPN or PFF was saying we should get the Dolphins quarterback, Tagovailoa. Who knows? We'll find out. Now, we do know that Kwesi is going to pro days or having private evaluations. J.J. McCarthy is one of those. It's, I think, supposed to happen tomorrow, where he'll fly into Minneapolis or vice versa, and it'll be just a private. Viking staff, Kwesi, KOC, is going to sit down with him and have his own. I think that's pretty cool. I don't remember Spielman doing that. I remember them going to their pro days, but I don't remember private evaluations. I think that's pretty cool. That's going to happen. And the pro days, as everybody knows, is underway. And if you want to talk to J.J. McCarthy, he had his last week and he looked pretty damn good. Too Evil to Hope would be sad if we traded for Tua. So, yes, and Charlie, Texans are the newest bestie, is what it looks like. So we're coming up on a turning point. That turning point is going to be the draft. It's the turn. It's the culmination of shedding the old skin, the Spielman-Zimmer dynasty, and fully embracing the new Kwesi and KOC change. It took 2 years. First year was to evaluate, was it Spielman and Zimmer? And then the second year was starting the change. And then in this season, we have almost come completely full circle with there's only a handful of players left from that original time period. And this is going to be theirs, their mark They're going to draft their quarterback. This is going to be it. And the Minnesota Mark says they're doing this private visits with all quarterbacks. I think it's fantastic. I'd like to see more of it. I think they're going to get a better reads that way than the public ones. And plus, the rest of the league isn't going to find out, hey, I saw this or I saw that, unless they have spies in there. And we know the spy master is no longer in the league. He'll be waiting either for another job or into his induction into the Hall of Fame. Speaking of spying and the theme of this show. But we'll find out. We'll find out. Risner isn't the best available. Must be a draftee. Very well could be. When we talk about Risner, you know my emotions on him. He'd be great if he could run block. But also had a discussion with a good friend over across the pond. And the deal with Risner is we still may sign him, but it's going to wait till after the draft so it doesn't affect the compensatory pick formula. And we'll find out where he may not be. They may not be as pleased because he cannot run block worth a damn. Chris, yes, I think Darnold's equal to any of the second tier guys that we could draft. Absolutely. So we'll find out. Now, final thoughts. First off, I want to thank everybody for joining me today. You guys have rocked. It's not easy going solo. But, like I said, Darren should be back next week. You guys have brought in some great questions and vibe to this show. We appreciate it. Anybody that does this loves interacting with our fan base. It's what really gets us joy. I was debating, should I have a show today or not? And I was like, no, Dave, you miss it. We need to have a show. So why? Because of you guys. You make it absolutely great for us to do this. And we get to talk Vikings just as if we were sitting at the bar or in the backyard behind around the barbecue, you know, whether it's beer or whiskey or whatever it is. It's always fun to have you guys here and to talk football. Now, does Kwesi get to execute his plan? Have we seen enough that we've spied on and put together of what his plan is? Is it obvious? I think so. He's going to move up. But it's going to be fun. And we can't wait. We're just a little over 4 weeks away from the draft. And there'll be plenty of content in between. Who knows? I might even start with the Daily Opener, a podcast-only show that I did last summer in the dregs of summer that we can talk. So, with that, what do we say? Always, thank you from our hearts. And Skol Vikings!
Like, subscribe, and ring the bell. And rate us on your favorite podcast aggregator. Darren and Dave, thank you for watching this episode of Two Old Bloggers. We look forward to seeing you on every show on the new Vikings First and Skol. You can find our podcast as part of the Fans First Sports Network. Sports takes for the fan, from the fan. Skol, everybody!
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This has been a Vikings First and Skull production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.